Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when the presidential race gets deeply serious. Well, actually, it's a race for seeing who avoids conviction, who avoids legal charges, who avoids all kinds of judicial consequences most effectively. President Trump, of course, any moment now, there will probably be new indictments regarding January 6th, that coming out of Washington. And then there is a great deal of talk about even having riots and fighting in the streets in Georgia, where they have actually armed local facilities because Fani Willis in Fulton County, Georgia, is about to, she said, sometime before the third week in August, so that's coming up. Between now and third week in August, there will be new racketeering charges against President Trump, Rudy Giuliani, and a bunch of their close associates. Meanwhile, discussion about impeachment of Joe Biden over the Hunter Biden incident. This despite the fact that one of the big problems for Joe Biden with the acknowledgement of his seventh grandchild, the so-called love child, though I don't think there was a lot of love that had anything to do with it, Biden actually swore under oath that he didn't remember having any physical contact with the woman, an exotic dancer with whom he created this so-called love child. With all of that going on, will there be legal consequences against Hunter Biden first or immediately following some of the legal consequences on Donald Trump to go along with the two sets of indictments he already has? We will be talking about all of that with John Yoo, one of the top conservative legal scholars in the country. He has taken the same position that our friend of the show, our legal counselor here on the Michael Medved Show, Andy McCarthy, has taken, which is that the most important thing right now is a special counsel on this Biden matter, because it's such a blatant, such an obvious, and such a destructive conflict of interest to have the President of the United States really responsible for the investigation of his own wayward son, especially because that investigation could involve the direct involvement of the President of the United States. If it turns out that President Biden has been lying all this time about having no involvement, no benefit from his son's overseas interests, would that be grounds for impeachment, that level of misrepresentation of his own role, of his own past, of his own involvement? There you have a real argument. There are some leading Republicans who are warning against impeachment. But meanwhile, the impeachment inquiry at least moves forward at the House of Representatives. 1-800-955-1776. The other big news is that it wasn't the first debate because people didn't have the chance to respond to questions. They didn't get to ask questions of each other, but all 13 of the major Republican candidates for president, I believe everyone except for Chris Christie, who had some kind of conflicting commitment, was on stage in Des Moines, Iowa, where the concluding speaker, the featured speaker, was, of course, the prohibitive front runner, Donald J. Trump. And Trump is obviously... this morning, you don't hear a lot of criticism from Trump about the New York Times. Why? Because they just did a front page New York Times polling story that makes it sound and look like Trump is just unbeatable for the GOP nomination. Does that mean that he's unbeatable for the presidency? No. The general election, Trump has some challenges. But in terms of running ahead of Ron DeSantis and Tim Scott and Nikki Haley and all the other candidates, He seems to be doing that. Nothing that he did or nothing that happened in Iowa seemed to take away from that. The Wall Street Journal reports in a piece by John McCormick, who was there, the two top polling candidates in the GOP presidential primary race were among 13 White House hopefuls who spoke at a Republican fundraising dinner that served as a key audition stage. Iowa launches the nomination process with its January 15th caucuses. The first debate, which Trump will probably not attend, he indicates, is scheduled for August 23rd. I actually think he may surprise people and show up. I certainly hope that he does. The two top polling candidates and the presidential candidate were among them, and the challenges faced by Trump and DeSantis could prompt some Republicans to look harder at alternatives, including Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina. David Oman, who was a dinner attendee and a past Iowa GOP chair, said Tim Scott is ready for his moment. Well, that's a nice thing. And he said he's made a very good impression here in Iowa. And Tim Scott is tied for third place, according to a new big New York Times poll, tied with Mike Pence, Nikki Haley. And in his dinner remarks, Tim Scott highlighted social issues and themes of patriotism. As President of the United States, I will make sure that the truth of my life continues to disprove the lies of the radical left, he said. The county party leaders, state legislators, and activists who attended the Lincoln dinner are almost certain to participate in the caucuses. The wooing got personal one floor below the main convention center hall following a dinner where more than 1,200 dined on broiled chicken, mashed potatoes, and cheesecake with strawberries amid candidate speeches. So this really was a rubber chicken, broiled chicken dinner in Des Moines. The majority of the candidates appeared after dinner in breakout rooms where they competed to offer the best after-party event. Some provided pizza and beer, while others served popcorn, cookies, and other snacks. Trump offered what? Trump, it says, offered his guests ice cream after they stood in a long line to shake his hand and pose for photos. In the suite sponsored by the super PAC backing DeSantis, baseballs were available to throw at Bud Light cans, a nod to the fight he and other conservatives have picked with Anheuser-Busch in Bev, following a company marketing campaign that featured a transgender social media personality. I think the baseballs were also to remind people that the one thing that you can't take away from Ron DeSantis is he, in college at Yale, he was a very, very successful baseball player with a batting average during the time he played baseball of like .350. He succeeded more as a baseball player than he has at anything else. So that's maybe why they handed out baseballs to throw at the Anheuser-Busch cans. North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum offered cattle roping lessons. Now, did they use real cattle? Did they bring real cattle into the hotel? Does anyone believe that Doug Burgum has an outside chance to make it to the first tier of candidates? He's a good guy. He's a great governor. He would be a great vice presidential candidate for somebody. And by the way, and Trump, in a rally in Erie, Pennsylvania after this, indicated that he thought that what was going to be happening with the debate on the 23rd, he indicated he wasn't going to be there and hoped that the other candidates used the debate as a way to get his attention to see who he should select as his running mate. So what were some of the highlights and lowlights of the joint appearance in Des Moines? And also, what did Trump have to tell the world in his big new rally in Erie, Pennsylvania? We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil, that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Medhead number one here.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, the story from The Hill says that President Trump just put on his Truth Social platform, let them debate so I can see who I might, and might is in capital letters, I might consider for vice president. The former president, as they point out, is running for another 4 years in the White House after losing his reelection bid in 2020 to President Biden. Trump, who is polling as the GOP front runner for 2024, and boy is he ever. I mean, he just got a very, very good poll from the New York Times. He has suggested he doesn't need to participate in the debates, the first of which is slated for August 23rd in Milwaukee. At a rally in Erie, Pennsylvania, over the weekend, Trump was met with a chorus of "No!" when he asked the crowd whether he should take part in the debate. Now, see, I don't understand that. In other words, if you're a big Trump fan, and you enjoy going to one of his rallies where he speaks for an hour and a half, and you enjoy listening to him, why wouldn't you want his voice at the debate? I don't get it. By the way, 1-800-955-1776. Am I going to stand up there by guys with 0, 1, 2, 3%, maybe 4, and have them ask the hostile questions he asked at this rally in Erie, Pennsylvania? Trump has also argued that Fox News, which will be hosting the first debate, is a hostile network. Now, it's not just anybody from Fox News. It's Bret Baier and Marsha McCallum, who are two of the most fair-minded people on Fox News. And I remember when Trump was extremely upset at Megyn Kelly and claimed that he could see blood in her eyes and claimed that there was blood elsewhere, which was it was a controversial remark. And that was with a debate early on sponsored by Fox News. Maybe he's still thinking that Martha McCallum and Bret Baier would be in that kind of situation. Chairwoman of the Republican National Committee, Ronna McDaniel, and several of Trump's GOP rivals are among those pushing for him to get on the stage next month. A Trump advisor earlier this month said that it's unlikely that he participates in at least the first two events. And part of that is that I think the expectation is that after the first two events, the election could be over. There was a change in rules that was just accomplished in California that may make it simply impossible for anybody else to get in the way of Donald Trump's nomination. Why? Because they created in California, which has 169 delegates that they're choosing, that if anyone gets over 50% in the California primary, that person, that candidate, gets all of the electoral votes, all of the delegate votes in California. And so that's 169 votes there, which brings you a big portion. It's like more than one-fifth of the way to the nomination just with those votes, just with those delegates. But here's the deal. And it's one of the reasons that I think that there are many candidates who may stay in this race, because if Trump did not get 51 or 52%, more than 50%, if he got 40%, well, then they're going to be dividing the delegates in California proportionally. In other words, if you get 10% of the vote, you get 10% of the delegates. It's kind of a way that makes sense, more than the winner take all. They just changed Michigan, by the way, also the same way. Now, this is considered to be a big advantage for Trump because he has a real chance of getting more than 50% in California. However, this is why it gets complicated, because this gives people a chance to continue their campaigns. If it's just Trump versus DeSantis, well, forget it. It should be easy for Trump to get the more than 50% if he beats DeSantis. But if it's Trump versus DeSantis and Haley and Tim Scott and Chris Christie and Mike Pence, and a score of other people, it's possible he would be below that 50% standard and then would not sweep the delegates of big states like Michigan and California. So we will see how those things go. The ongoing response to some of those candidates who are critical of President Trump. Now, everybody knows that Chris Christie has been effectively critical of President Trump and intensifying with some of that, which is why it was kind of a shame that he didn't make it up there on stage to see how he would be greeted in Iowa. But one candidate who was there, this is clip three, Jeremy, was Will Hurd, who's been a guest on this show, the former congressman from Texas, former CIA man. He was got an unhappy response after he had criticized Trump at the Des Moines speech. It sounded like this.
One of the things we need in our elected leaders, for them to tell the truth, even if it's unpopular. Donald Trump is not running for president to make America great again. Donald Trump is not running for president to represent the people that voted for him in 2016 and 2020. Donald Trump is running to stay out of prison. And if we elect... I know. Listen, I know the truth. The truth is hard. But if we elect Donald Trump, we are willingly giving Joe Biden four more years in the White House, and America can't handle that. God bless you, and God bless America.
Not a lot of applause for Will Hurd, but to actually go to a crowd like that, 1,200 people, knowing how they are likely to respond, well, it says something about a level of courage. The latest from Chris Christie and from President Trump, his speech, big speech in Erie, Pennsylvania. He actually made a pledge in Erie, Pennsylvania that could be very significant for the future control of the House. Also significant for future control of the House, the question of impeachment. We'll get to that and more coming up.
We need to deal with the truth.
The Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Today in New Hampshire, Republican presidential candidate Ron DeSantis is unveiling his economic vision for the United States. The Florida governor spoke out against what he perceives as federal overreach.
We've seen our national debt explode, and the Chinese Communist Party continues to eat this country's lunch every single day.
DeSantis also promised to take decisive action to overturn President Biden's energy and climate regulations. Former President Trump says he'll be indicted any day now as part of the investigation Foundation into his efforts to stay in power after the 2020 election. In a Truth Social post, Trump called it election interference and prosecutorial misconduct. Americans' confidence in the military is at a 26-year low. A Gallup poll shows 60% of Americans are confident in the U.S. military, a level not seen since 1997. Republicans have less confidence than Democrats. John Schaefer, USA News.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Want me to discuss with you, you have to calm down first.
This,
are you calm?
Is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, President of the United States, former President of the United States, who wants to be the future President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, had a promise that he was ready to make about one of his first acts if he is reelected or elected for a brand new term. He obviously, everyone has been paying attention to the new charges from the Jack Smith Special Prosecutor's Office that have to do with two aides with Trump, including this new aide, De Oliveira, who showed up at court today. He couldn't plead because he doesn't have a Florida licensed attorney yet. He still needs an attorney. President Trump also announced the formation of a new legal defense fund. At the same time, they've revealed that they have spent $40 million of campaign contributions already, $40 million on legal defense charges. So, obviously, we know how President Trump feels about Jack Smith, who now works for the Justice Department. He was selected, at least according to the way they do things, not by the President of the United States, not by Joe Biden, but by his Attorney General, Merrick Garland. In any event, Jack Smith will probably not be kept on as a special counsel to be going after Donald Trump's record if he finds himself reelected in November of next year. And then that means that in January of 2025, Trump would be inaugurated. And here's Trump talking in an interview with Breitbart about one of his most important plans. This is clip two.
This is harassment. This is election interference. I'm protected by the Presidential Records Act totally. It shouldn't even be a case. It's not a criminal case. Where's Biden with all the documents? He's got 20 times, 30 times the documents I have, and he has not made it easy for them either. They have hiding boxes. They're sending boxes to Chinatown. Boxes are being sent to Chinatown, and yet China's paying them millions of dollars. You explained that one. And you don't even hear about it. All you hear about is Trump. No, this is a two-tier system of injustice, and that's what we have. We have a sick country. Our country is very sick right now. We have a failing nation, and it's a very, very sad thing to watch.
Mm-hmm. You've called Jack Smith deranged.
Yeah.
Again, if you're elected president, again, is he somebody you would fire?
Well, I wouldn't keep him.
Okay.
Jack Smith, why would I keep him? He is deranged. Look, he's gone after other people, been overturned unanimously in the Supreme Court. He's destroyed a lot of lives. Lives have been destroyed, and he's destroyed people. He's destroyed lives.
Okay, so Jack Smith clearly is going to make other plans following the election. By the way, in the event that Joe Biden is reelected, which is also conceivable, is it possible that there would still be further work that Jack Smith would be doing, looking at some of these cases about the documents in Florida, and particularly about the January 6th episode, where there are some 500 people who have already been convicted or pleaded guilty or made a plea agreement? Sure. And again, would Trump be likely to appoint somebody else to continue the role of special prosecutor if Trump is reelected and he fires Jack Smith? No, that would probably be the end of any investigation pertaining to President Trump's previous term. Trump also made a pledge about what he's going to do regarding any House members on the GOP side who vote against impeaching Joe Biden. This is the closest Trump has come to an outright and unequivocal support for the idea that the same impeachment process that marred his presidency twice, and they were both stupid impeachments and they shouldn't have been done, but that somehow that would be a helpful thing and a great thing for the country if that kind of tack is taken against Joe Biden. This is Trump during his speech on Saturday in Erie, Pennsylvania. Listen, clip 12.
The radical lunatic Democrats, they impeach me, they indict me, they rig our elections, and the Republicans just don't fight the way they're good people, but they don't fight the way they're supposed to fight. The others are dirty, sick players, and the Republicans are very high class. They've got to be a little bit lower class, I suspect. They sit back and they say, they have other priorities. We have to look at other things. Any Republican that doesn't act on Democrat fraud should be immediately primaried and get out. Out. And we have some. You know, you show them the fact, 10 million here, 10 million there, this came in, that came in, that came in. Oh, that's too bad. But we have to worry about other things. You don't have to worry about other things. You got to stop it. You got to stop it. They play a different game. These people are corrupt as hell, and they play a different game. They play a much tougher game of hardball, and the Republicans have to play like these two guys and these three people, actually four people that we have. They have to play tough. And they have to be, and honestly, and if they're not willing to do it, we got a lot of good, tough Republicans around that people are going to run against them, and people are going to win, and they're going to get my endorsement every single time, and they're going to win because we win almost every race when we endorse.
We win almost every race when we endorse. Does President Trump remember what happened in 2022? Does he remember losing 43 seats, 43 Republican seats in the House of Representatives in 2018? Even the election he won in 2016, the Republicans lost seats in the House of Representatives. And Nancy Mace was on Fox News on Sunday. And she, I think, very credibly warned about the GOP losing its majority over impeachment if people focus on impeaching Joe Biden as the top priority. Listen, clip one.
An inquiry is different from an impeachment vote and is another tool in the toolbox. But I will tell you, every time we walk the plank, we are putting moderate members, members that won Biden won districts, we are putting those seats at risk for 2024. We are putting the majority at risk. And it's not just impeachment that does that. Other issues like abortion, et cetera, also put those members on the plank. But the one thing I'll say is this, is that whatever the evidence shows us, we ought to follow the facts. And we have to be better than Nancy Pelosi. Pelosi really politicize the impeachment process. We do not want to do that here. We have to show overwhelming, undeniable evidence in order to move this thing forward. And if we can't, then we should not. But if we do, then we ought to use every tool in the toolbox to make sure the American people see it for what it is, and we can hold everyone accountable.
Okay, look, it seems to me a fair and reasonable statement. Follow the evidence and what the evidence shows. But the other aspect that the people need to be clear about is evidence against Hunter Biden is not the same as evidence against Joe Biden. Now, do I believe that there will be evidence that comes out that shows that Joe Biden has been lying to the public when it says he had no knowledge of his son's business ventures, no involvement at all? Yes, I think it is likely that that will be disproven. And if that is, that has to have some consequences. But the idea of paralyzing the country with another long impeachment fight, it's a strategy that doesn't work. Not for the Republican Party or any party. We'll be right back on the Medved Show.
You're listening to the Mighty Michael Medved Show.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. This is Michael Medved, and when you're young, your immune system is strong and it defends you. But as you get older, coffee, alcohol, fast food, that can make your body acidic, and every disease known to man can attack you and still win. Hospitals and doctors have nothing to unlock your immune system, but now there's Balance 7. With Balance 7, in just 3 days, it starts diluting the acid buildup in your body. I use Balance 7 every day. Try Balance 7 and get $15 off your order. Plus a free bottle of my Smooth Skin for first-time gallon orders. Free shipping and a money-back guarantee. All you need to do is mention my name, Medved. Or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Or visit balance7.com. Get healthy, feel better with Balance 7. Use the code word Medved.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Medved.
Here you go again.
And coming up on the Michael Medved Show, we have Professor John Yu, one of the leading conservative legal scholars in the country. He has made a very strong statement about the need that we have right now in order to avoid another impeachment crisis, to create a special counsel who will have the responsibility of going after Hunter Biden and potentially Hunter Biden's father, somebody who is not David Weiss, who was appointed by President Trump, but somebody who would be up the middle and trustworthy. Because right now, the idea that Joe Biden is personally going to oversee through Merrick Garland, the Attorney General, is going to oversee the investigation of President Biden's own son, that doesn't work. And there is at least one concession in the movement of public opinion by the Biden administration. It's actually something that even people who were very positive about Biden generally were negative about the fact that he was denying the existence of his seventh grandchild. And here is the NBC report on finally, the President of the United States acknowledging a four-year-old little girl who has done nothing wrong. Her name is Navy Blue. And she has been proven in court to be the child of Hunter Biden, even though she's never met her father or grandfather. Here's the report on the latest on this so-called love child, clip 15.
President Biden is now for the first time acknowledging he has a seventh grandchild. The four-year-old is the daughter of the president's son, Hunter, who has been engaged in a long legal dispute with the girl's mother.
The president's new public acceptance of a seventh grandchild he has not met reverses years of how he talks about family.
I have six grandchildren, and I'm crazy about them.
I got six of them.
Only six Christmas stockings had been hung at the White House. But now a significant change in a written statement Friday night. Jill and I only want what is best for all of our grandchildren, including Navy. Navy Joan, who turns 5 in August, is the daughter born to Hunter Biden and an Arkansas woman, London Roberts, in 2018. Our son Hunter and Navy's mother, London, are working together to foster a relationship that is in the best interest of their daughter. A shift immediately noticed on the campaign trail.
I welcome the president, acknowledging his little granddaughter.
The decision came as political pressure began to boil from Republicans' sharp jabs.
Why don't you spend some time with your granddaughter in Arkansas, or at least recognize her existence?
To withering media scrutiny, including a New York Times column. Some Republicans remain critical.
You talk about family values and you talk about all of that. It's odd that he wouldn't acknowledge one of his grandchildren.
Biden grandchildren have otherwise been visible in White House life and events.
By the way, that's my grandson, Bo, up there.
His 2020 campaign featured granddaughters in a video emphasizing their closeness.
Hi, Pop. I was just talking about you.
Sources familiar say the timing was affected by fairly contentious legal proceedings, and the Bidens were giving Hunter and Navy's mother space and time, while family has long been part of the president's political brand.
That's NBC News report. There's also commentary by Scott Jennings, who's been a guest on this show several times. And he is a conservative commentator talking about this very, very deep problem that Joe Biden has dealing with the issue of his son and his son's really very problematic life and lack of integrity. And the idea of blaming some conspiracy against Hunter for all the things that Hunter has done wrong in his life simply doesn't work. This is Scott Jennings on CNN. Listen.
The president has made being a family man a central part of his political identity.
It's not Republicans, with all due respect, who made Hunter Biden into a complete scumbag on this and other issues.
Right.
The ignoring his own daughter for 4 years, and the President of the United States hanging up a stocking for the dog, and not for his seventh grandchild.
Okay, look, we can also have sympathy for people who are struggling with addiction. Let's keep this conversation respectful.
I totally agree. And you know where I'm from? A lot of families deal with addiction. And you know who ends up picking up the pieces? The grandparents. And in this case, the grandparents would not acknowledge this little girl. It is offensive, but the bottom line is...
But they have now.
The poll... Oh, what a hero. The polling must have been brutal.
Okay, and look, this is not grounds for impeachment, but it certainly is... when people are looking at questions of character, look at the way that the Biden family is dealing with Hunter and with some of his problems is particularly appropriate. And especially if during the time that Joe Biden was vice president and he had responsibilities to negotiate both with China and with Ukraine, if his son was basically trying to sell his father's influence. And even if Joe Biden was not aware of what his son was promising, but certainly if he was aware, this is an item for very, very serious investigation. There's also another odd story, and it's a story that... actually goes back a couple of weeks. A large photo displaying Vivek Ramaswamy's face, he's a presidential candidate running third according to some polls, was defaced with anti-Semitic drawings and Nazi references at the Conservative Turning Point Action Conference earlier this month, the month of July. This according to a video segment released on Sunday by CNN. What's bizarre about this, of course, is Vivek Ramaswamy is the first serious Hindu candidate for president. There's nothing Jewish about him. But that doesn't stop Nazis from defacing his image. This is clip 4 from CNN.
I think the right way to deal with what I view as the last final burning embers of racism is to let it quietly burn out rather than trying to put that fire out by accidentally throwing kerosene on it.
But those embers don't always go out quietly, which was evident even at this conference.
We have a little bit of the dark side here. We have a Star of David crossed out that says soon. Now that's a 4chan joke saying there'll be another Holocaust. We also have 1488. That is also a Nazi joke. So we got two Nazi jokes here. Everything else, though, pretty positive.
When CNN pointed out these notes, a Turning Point spokesman took them down.
You're not responsible for the people who put that up, but it was just a very stark reminder that that kind of bigotry still exists, and it is in a lot of places that you wouldn't expect.
I can't speak to that particular instance. I'll tell you my experience in this country.
This is Vivek.
Have I experienced racism? Yes, I have. But I reject the myth that hardship is the same thing as victimhood.
Okay, he's right about that. But again, in terms of the Turning Point conference and the whole involvement of Turning Point with people like Fuentes and Ye, and people who really do have very questionable anti-Semitic associations, that remains an issue. And meanwhile, we have plenty of other issues. There's a feature in the New York Times about Nikki Haley and her on the campaign trail getting these huge bursts of applause. And for what? It's for particularly hardline positions she's taken on a number of issues that she hadn't taken those positions on much before. Will that energize her campaign? We will get to that. We'll also be speaking to former Israeli ambassador to the United States, Michael Oren, who's also, by the way, a brilliant historian, talking about all of the discussion going on in Israel right now about a potential peace deal with Saudi Arabia. And coming right up, we have Professor John Yu about the most serious, if any of them are really serious, of the various indictments and potential indictments against President Trump, and the seriousness of the impeachment investigation and potential impeachment prosecution against President Biden in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.